You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. Give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home kitchen toolkit. Hey, everybody. Roger here with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Thanks for tuning in today to check out this Quick Fix episode. Today, we're heading back for breakfast. You know, oftentimes for breakfast, we find ourselves eating something quick and easy, like instant oatmeal, maybe, or grabbing something at the local fast food joint on the way to work. When we do have time to make a proper breakfast at home, we often fall back into those familiar recipes and aren't too complicated. Think bacon and eggs. But today I want to talk about a breakfast dish that I think many people find intimidating just from the sound of it, but I think it may be one of the easiest, if not the easiest, dishes to pull off. That is French toast. So when I look at the spectrum of difficulty and complexity for breakfast dishes, on one end, I see things like Eggs Benedict, where you have multiple things going on. You have to poach eggs. You have to make a hollandaise sauce, for example. And on the other end of the spectrum, I see something like plain toast and a boiled egg. I would put French toast right down at the very easy end on the spectrum, just above that toast and boiled egg. And it's great because it's just fancy enough to feel kind of special when you make it. Now, you can make French toast with as few as 4 or 5 ingredients, and you don't need any special equipment, just a bowl, a skillet, and a spatula. So here's what you need. 4 thick slices of bread, 2 eggs, 1/4 cup milk, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And don't worry if you didn't get that all written down or if you're not in a place where you can write, because if you go to kitchencounterpodcast.com/36, you'll get to the show notes for this episode and you'll find it all right there. Now, I want to talk about the bread for just a second. You really want nice thick bread, something like a nice thick Italian bread, or I find Hawaiian sweet bread works really well, or just even thick cut white bread is fine. And as a matter of fact, you can even get away with whatever kind of bread you have on hand. In a pinch, I once made French toast using a 9-grain whole wheat bread, and it wasn't the most decadent French toast I ever had, but it actually was still pretty tasty. Also, bread that is just a little bit stale works really well for French toast. As a matter of fact, the French term for French toast, or pain perdu, literally translates to lost bread, and it was actually used as a recipe to salvage bread that had turned a little bit stale. And the reason for that is bread that's a little bit stale will actually soak up the batter without falling apart or getting mushy as easily as like a really fresh piece of bread. But if you only have fresh bread, that's fine. You can make that work too. Now grab yourself that mixing bowl, throw in the 2 eggs and beat them. And then you're going to add your 1/4 cup of milk, your teaspoon of cinnamon, and a little bit more or less, depending on how much you like cinnamon, and that splash of vanilla extract. Mix everything together and kind of beat it into the eggs. So go ahead and heat your skillet over medium heat until it's nice and hot, and then drop in a little bit of neutral oil or maybe a pat of butter. And then dip a slice of your bread into the mixture until it's nice and coated and shake off the excess, and then put it right into your hot skillet. You're going to let it cook on one side until it's nice and golden brown. It shouldn't take more than a minute. And then go ahead and flip it to the other side and let it cook until it's golden brown as well. And that's it. Your French toast is ready to eat. Now, of course, if you're making more than one piece or you have a big group to feed, you can keep your completed pieces of French toast warm in a 250-degree oven until they're ready to eat. Now, the great thing about French toast, not only is it easy to make, but you can top it with all sorts of things. Personally, I like nothing more than just a little bit of powdered sugar on my French toast, but it's also great with a little bit of melted butter and some maple syrup or fresh fruit. Whatever you'd like to put on your French toast, go for it. So there you go, one of the most classic breakfast dishes out there, easier than you could even imagine. I hope you make it up and enjoy. Well, thank you very much for listening to this quick fix episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. I hope you found something useful there. And remember, you can go to kitchencounterpodcast.com/36 to get the show notes and the recipe. You can also go to my website, kitchencounterpodcast.com, to sign up for my email list or to find me on other social media places like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest. And as always, you can shoot me an email if you have any questions at feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. This is Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Until next time, happy cooking.